back to the Squadcast, the official podcast of Glasgow Warriors. Thank you to everybody for tuning back in for episode 3 of season 2. I'm joined, as per always, by Mr. Murphy Walker. How are you, sir?
I'm back.
Looking very sharp with your new whatever fade of haircut this is after last week's chat with Kebble.
Yeah, it's a mohawk fade, I've been told, or a V-cut.
Is that what it is?
Apparently.
Okay. I mean, it looks good.
I'm rolling with it.
Yeah, fair. Sounds
we'll wait
right.
And see what the comments are at the weekend, but... Yeah, so far so good.
Yeah, we're not actually worried about the game against the Stormers on Friday night.
No, not at all. It's going to be wondering about before the game, seeing the fans and seeing what they've got to say to me.
Well, if they do want to come and see your haircut and see what they've got to say to you, how should they do that this Friday night, Murphy?
You should come to the game Friday night, Stormers, at 7:35 p.m. Link.
Tickets at glasgowwarriors.org. Plenty of them still available. Got to say that because our managing director's just walking past at the same time.
See you later, Al.
Thank you, boys. Very good.
Thanks.
Yeah, Stormers this weekend set up to be a pretty cracking game based on the last time they came to Scotstoun. I mean, I'm not sure anybody that's listening has forgotten that, but just in case they have.
That was still my try of the season.
I think.
Was Seba in the corner from Nonza's Grubber. No, it's going to be an exciting game, isn't it?
Oh, brilliant.
Stormers is always a bit of, what's the word, uncertainty. The way they play, you don't really know what's going to come. Like to chuck the ball about, and they've also got some big powerhouses in the pack. So, set piece wise, I think we've been brushing up on our maul and our scrum because we know what's coming there. So, it's going to be an exciting game, and hopefully we'll see some more running rugby like we did last week or the week before.
Both weeks, to be fair.
Yeah, true.
But last week, as in the last home game against Leinster.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Seamless transition into one of the stars of the running rugby of that game, given his wonderful offload to Mr. Cancellieri for the try,
which I gave him his credit for, and he still hasn't thanked me for it yet.
We're not sure whether he's officially our first two-time guest on the show because a few people have done guest hosting and stuff like that before, but we're going to go with it for the sake of this.
He's on for redemption. Jeeves Brown.
It's good to be back.
I mean, we've got a different setting this time. We're kind of just set up in the hub once again. I think the last time you were in the room that hums when it
definitely feels less professional. But
yeah.
Yeah, that's actually what happens when you get into season 2. You just professionalism goes up.
I feel like we've chucked some good money at this hub and got chairs facing each other.
I think he was more talking about us rather than
probably. We've even got mic stands.
We do.
Really? Why am I holding my mic?
Because we've only got two of them.
That's to come. Slowly but surely getting there. Yeah. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Good.
Four games under the belt if you include preseason. But
it's been good. It's been good fun. Those preseason games were good to sort of get going after a pretty tough first block, and then good to get the season started as well.
I'm going to rewind slightly to the Ulster preseason game because if you've been following us on Reels or TikTok, you'll know this based on Roscoe throwing you under the bus. But you hustled Roscoe into doing an interview with me after pretending you didn't understand the rules of a game of cards.
Well, no, I actually didn't. We were the first time we played that, actually. We were going on holiday to Mykonos in the summer, and a few of the boys had a few drinks on the plane, and... we're playing
Diet Cokes.
This game.
Diet Cokes. A couple of Diet Cokes.
It was the first time I played it. I didn't understand, and all the boys were getting so angry at me. And so I don't know. I was really proud of myself when I actually understood it, and beating Ross was actually made me pretty happy. Yeah.
It's not often you beat Ross,
but also you were very happy. Ross really wasn't.
He was not happy.
Ross was not happy. To him. I don't know if it was the impending media duties or whether it was he'd lost to you at cards.
Yeah. I think a bit of both.
Probably a bit of both.
How did you enjoy your 3 months off?
I was in here most of the time. Just towards the end of last season, just had a little injury to my meniscus and my knee, so I had to get surgery on that. We got away to Mykonos. That was good fun. Me and Ross actually got down to London, so saw one of our mates that used to be up here. It was good. It was nice.
Did you get away anywhere else for a few days?
Did I?
You went to Portugal with us, remember?
Oh, that was like...
How could you forget of your life?
That was in the middle of...
That was
in the middle of preseason. No, yeah, that was really good fun. Golf holiday. I don't golf, but...
He was our caddy.
Caddying.
Oh, nice. And water boy.
Was he a good caddy?
Water boy.
He actually was. Because there was five of us. He had his own separate buggy. He was going around making sure everybody was watered and fed, and he was making up his own rules as we went along, so...
Yeah, I actually think more sports should have this, just people making up rules.
He was our entertainment for when slow play was happening. But no, it was a great way. 3-4 days, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no, it was good fun. It was really good fun.
It's been good preparation for you for this season, because obviously, like Murphy said, you played both the preseason games, played both the games in the start of the season so far. You feel like you're hitting the ground running at the start of the new year?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, really good to be involved in those games. Different kinds of teams that we played against as well. Sort of some, you know, I've never played against Ulster before or Connacht. So yeah, it's been exciting. And yeah, just kind of looking to crack on into the rest of the season now, yeah.
Just before we move on to the squadcast, probably what was going through your mind when you're making that line break against Leinster? Are you just screaming, looking for Seba on your outside?
Yeah.
Tell a story, go on, about the GPS. Do it.
Well, no, I turned, as soon as I caught the ball, I turned inside when I saw their winger. So I knew it was going to be a short-lived break. But no, I really didn't do anything difficult there. Seba's finish in the corner was pretty outstanding, so.
Very humble answer.
Well, I don't really didn't. he called for it and everything, so.
I think if Seba calls for the ball in that situation, you give him the ball.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah. I know your mum's a massive fan of the Squadcast. Do you want to give Jane a quick shout out before we start?
Hi, mum.
No, we'll move on to the Squadcast properly, I suppose. For those of you who are new listeners, in front of Murphy, we have a bunch of scenarios in the hat, which has just been very artfully moved out of the way by Murphy's Birkenstock-clad socks. In the hat, there are the scenarios written on a bunch of scraps of paper. Your job, Gregor, as you're well aware, having been on this Squadcast last year, is to pick them out, read them out, and get us entertained, basically, which apparently is a very good job. However, we do have one bonus one that is not in the hat, because yours truly was very remiss in not adding it to the hat. So I'm going to start with this one, which is from Rory from St. Andrews.
Yeah.
Murphy's number one fan.
Rory!
if you are picking a Barbarian-style touring squad, who is the one warrior that you would want to take with you?
Oh. On-field or off-field?
I mean, that was open for interpretation.
Whatever you take Barbarians as. Whole package.
It's a good question. I've actually a returning member to the club, big Captain America, Greg Pearson. I've gotten a bit close to him since he's come back here. He's got some good stories, and he's put himself about in the first couple of games of the season. And I reckon we've not seen the full Joué side of his rugby ability, but I think he'd be good fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. I mean, based on the offload he gave George against Leinster, he's probably going to fit in quite well there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Murphy, would you go along with that, or have you got somebody else in mind?
It's a great answer.
You're a little bit disappointed Gregor didn't pick you.
We spent too much time together already. No, it's a great answer, but I'm going to go. I'll just go for somebody different. I'm trying to go for somebody the whole package, off-field and on-field. The obvious one that's just flashing to me is Kebble. He's got, in terms of Barbarians, he's already done a Barbarians
World 15
tour.
As well, wasn't he?
Yeah. So he's... Yeah.
Old hand.
Yeah. But I'll go for somebody that's not a Barbarian yet, possibly.
Yeah.
Duncan Weir.
Duncan Weir.
Duncan Weir would be my teammate Barbarian.
Tourer.
I think everyone knows what Dunkey's like. So
he's also strike me as the sort of man that would probably have a fairly decent catalogue of like trick plays that
he
never gets to pull out here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But who does he coach? He probably pulls them out for them. He's Glasgow Ackies. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could probably see Dunkey chucking the ball a bit.
Fair enough. Any pass players that would be in the mood? I mean, we've got a fair number of.
Yeah, I'd probably go. I go Ryan Wilson.
Yeah, the man who never quite made it to the Barbarians because
so close.
COVID. Yeah, he was meant to captain them as well, wasn't he? Yeah, that's gutting.
Yeah, get him out at one point. Just
I think he'd be the whole package, to be honest. He's good fun. Good fun on a night out.
I feel like if you're going on field, you've got a couple of Fijians that would be pretty handy.
Yeah,
Nico. Leone.
Yeah,
definitely. What about Pete March?
Yeah,
I've heard some stories about Pete March, both on field and off field, that
shall remain.
Yeah, shall remain stories that are not been told, but it'd be quite cool to see if they were true or not.
Second part of Rory's question, by the way, just to throw in, because we normally keep it to the podcast. Yeah. If one opposition player you would want to take with you as well.
Oh, wow.
You can pick your cousin.
That would be an easy one.
Yeah.
For the record, your cousin?
I've got a cousin over it in Edinburgh, the enemy, Blair. Blair Kinghorn.
Some may know him.
Some may know him,
some
yes.
may not.
Yeah, okay, I'll go him. He's quite good fun as well, so...
I feel like he'd fit in as well.
Oh,
A bit of a nice sort of shout out before we get into the full 1872 rivalry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The build-up's starting already, is it?
Yeah, a little bit. Stay tuned.
Get your tickets.
But yeah, your tickets for the Stormers first.
Yeah.
Opposition player.
It's a hard one.
Past or present?
Your call, either.
URC or anyone?
Still your call.
Oh. This is
who have you ever played against?
Where you could go, like Sonny Bill Williams or something.
He'd be a pretty handy one to have from a Barbarian's point of view, I think.
Have you ever played against Sonny Bill Williams?
No, I never played against him. He would have been in an opposing team.
Yeah,
at some point.
Scottish rugby history.
Exactly. Pretty sure he played against Scotland back in 20...
He did, I was there.
Yeah, exactly.
We were 3-0 up after 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We lost 49-3.
Exactly. So, Sonny Bill, I'm sure he'd be a great Barbarian's rugby player.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah. Thanks, Rory.
Yeah, thank you, Rory.
Right, Gregor, pick us out another one. I say pick us out another one. Pick us out the first one, given the fact that I just read out the last one.
Who is the most Scottish teammate? I would Jamie Batty be the first one off my top of my head. Very Scottish man.
Pretty standard answer.
Yeah.
We've still not made it onto Aircast, or whatever it was that your suggestion was. We do the squadcast in the back of Jamie's plane.
He's doing his private pilot stuff right now.
That's very on topic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gregor, I don't know if anyone knows, and the listeners, or Craig.
I also don't know.
He's a big, what's the word for a plane enthusiast?
That's not what
he's a plane watcher.
When I was at school, I wanted to be a pilot. I'm not a plane watcher. Batty just started within the last year, I think. He says he's loving it. So I've spoken to him about getting not a lesson from him. I don't think that's allowed. But
probably not yet, no.
Yeah, go and just get in like an intro lesson or something, see if it really is for me. Yeah.
Would you get in a plane with Gregor? I feel that probably tells the full story there.
If it was the last thing I wanted to ever do, then
I'd be hard. You weren't on the plane back from Connacht, were you?
Yep.
You were the pilot.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We've got a show. I don't know if he's listening because he seemed to be a Glasgow Warriors
fan.
But,
yeah.
Our Ryanair pilot back from Galway last weekend was very excited by
very
the prospect of Gregor Brown and the rest of Glasgow Warriors
over
being
the comms.
When he's usually like, flight time of an hour, he was going for it.
It was
so long and loud. It was crazy.
It was nice, to be fair to him. It was good stuff, but it was, yeah.
And when we landed, it was, welcome to Glasgow.
he's actually not kidding. That's exactly what he said. I know that sounds like Gregor taking the mic, but that is actually 100% what happened.
It's really, really weird.
Oh, yeah. Really anyway, weird. Moving swiftly onwards.
If you had to pick one teammate to be humanity's ambassador to aliens, who are you picking?
Jeez. Ambassador. So, like, if aliens landed, we've got to send one person.
Well, aliens land centre circle Friday night against the Stormers, which, to be fair, is about probably one of the only things that hasn't happened at a Glasgow Warriors game when I've been here. Who are we sending out to meet them for the opening kickoff just to introduce ourselves? Should also say, if aliens are about to land, could you give us a heads up first? Because it's a busy one on Friday.
That's a good question. Big Nons, Sione Vahanu.
That would be a
safe bet.
Doomed.
Yeah. We're all
doomed. Oh, dear. Sione would be an interesting show. I'd enjoy that.
Yeah, that would be funny. Anyway. I don't think you know what to say to them. And he wouldn't have someone there to pretend like he doesn't speak English either.
Oh, yeah, he definitely can't get away with that anymore. Yeah. Having talked about Dr. Hook on the Squadcast last year. No, Sione would be an interesting... I would like to see that.
That would be funny.
And you'd also trust him if things went sideways, that Sione's probably the first person to tackle.
Yeah, exactly. No, that'd be my go-to.
Did you hear what Jackman said in the previous Squadcast?
What?
He said, shiz.
She'd look like
they'd arrived and go, we're here to take you home. One of us.
We love you, Shiz, we do.
Shiz the kit man. Yeah, if anybody doesn't know who Shiz is. Little alien you see run about in the 4x4.
You're probably going for this. It's probably just as well that you're not training against him.
I used to think when I was younger and I came to watch Glasgow games, just from Shiz being like out during the warm-up and stuff, I always thought he was an S&C coach. Nice. And then when I first came, he used to gym with the boys as well. So it still kind of led on. I was like, oh, he's the kit man. Yeah.
I genuinely thought you were going to say he thought he was a scrum half.
No.
Do you know what he started PhD. At Warriors as?
Masseuse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. It's crazy. He worked his way up.
And now...
be head coach in the next 10 years.
That would be some rugby.
Warriors, yes! Murphy, you've filtered through about 40 of them in the last 5 minutes.
There's a lot of no's in that pile.
There's a lot of...
Is that the one?
That looks good.
Is that one? Who would be your phone a friend on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Ah, we've not had this one for a while.
I'm going to go Tom Gordon.
All right.
He's a man with... Actually... Tom Gordon or Jack Mann?
Okay.
There are two blokes who have weird, interesting facts that just get pulled out of nowhere, really. And I feel like if there was a real niche question, I'll go Tommy G.
I could see that.
I was gonna say, yeah. If you pick Jack, you tell him the question first, and then the 30 seconds would be over, you'd forget the question.
Yeah. Well, because Tommy G as well, he's really into, like, he watches lots of, like, history documentaries and stuff like that. So he's actually got like a lot of, I reckon he's got a lot of knowledge on some of those topics.
Wouldn't have had that down from Tom, to be fair.
He's got.
And if you had to go a member of staff?
Member of staff. God, I don't know. Trying to run through them all right now in my head. I would go Henne.
Yeah.
Be a safe bet.
Yeah, I think Henne is very knowledgeable on many things. Physio. I'd probably say Henne.
What about you, Murphy?
I'm just trying to go for somebody really knowledgeable. With knowledge comes a bit of age. So I'm going Shade Monroe.
Yeah.
I feel like he's had a lot of life lessons.
Shade would be the guy if it was a question to win. He would like purposely tell you the wrong answer.
Yeah, just to laugh at
as you. A laugh.
Yeah. Oh, I feel we're putting Shade in a bad light there, but I could kind of see where you're coming from.
Nice. In a funny way, because like everyone else would find it funny apart from you.
I genuinely thought you were going to go with, he would be the guy that would phone you just to tell you he'd won the money.
Yeah, yeah. And then answer the question.
Right.
This pile of no's is really... pretty big.
For context, for anybody obviously cannot see this, given the fact there's only three of us here, Murphy is going through the hat, just A, refamiliarizing himself with the questions, and B, making sure we don't ask the same one multiple episodes
but
in
also,
a row.
Also, I could just be picking out a piece of paper and saying whatever I
you
want.
You absolutely could.
And none of you would even know.
I mean, I would, because I wrote most of the questions in the hat.
Okay, Gregor.
Here we go.
Where is the best hot chocolate in Glasgow? And who are you taking with you?
I can actually confirm that Murphy has just made that one up on the spot, despite me. But we're
because I know he's not a coffee drinker.
We're going to roll with this. Yeah,
one of us.
I don't drink coffee.
Good man.
There was a place. What was that place called that closed down? I can't remember the name. not a good place to go because when I Sips ordered, and Baker. Yeah, Sips and Baker, ordered a hot chocolate and the waitress laughed in my face. Like, really quite aggressively as well.
Okay, then. I think that might be why it closed down.
Yeah.
Where have I had the good hot chocolates recently? Paper cup's pretty solid.
Gregor treated me to a wee brunch and...
Oh, yes, yeah. Of course. It was your birthday the last time, wasn't it? Yes.
So, yeah, Wee Paree. Very good, actually. That's what I was thinking.
Because that was the last time you got a wee hot chocolate.
Yeah, hot chocolate, Nutella, banana and strawberry croissant.
Oh, yeah.
And an omelette.
How come we always end up talking about food at this point in the show on a Tuesday afternoon?
It was a very good croissant. Very loaded. Almost too much Nutella.
Is there such a thing?
I was struggling a bit.
So we've answered that's the place to go.
Yeah.
You've got, let's pull a number out of thin air because Murphy's just making this question up as he goes. Three teammates to take with you.
Okay.
Who are you taking?
I won't pick any of the young team because that's boring because we do that too much.
Murphy looks hurt immediately.
So glad I qualify as young team then.
I'm going to go with my new best friend, Greg Peterson.
Who else?
Johnny Matthews, me and Johnny actually roomed together this weekend for the first time, and a man that loves his sweets. I didn't know that about him. Yeah,
he told me you loved your sweets on away trips as well.
Not as much as he does. I would eat on the travel over. He was buying for the room because he made it very clear from the start. We had a conversation about our favorite sweets and what I was going to buy. And then I kind of just, like, didn't buy anything. And then he made a comment, like, don't let me down here, pretty much. So I had to go to the shop in Dublin just before we left the airport.
What was your sweets of choice?
I'm quite basic. I'm just a Haribo kind of guy. We did actually agree on Fizzy Pigtails being pretty elite.
Nice.
But there was no Marks and Spencers. Wherever we were.
I think that may be the definition of first world problems right there.
Yeah.
No Marks and Spencers.
There's no place you can get fizzy pigtails.
It is true. You're not wrong.
An own brand thing.
Right. As the Brown family, where was the shop? Where was the weekly shop?
Tesco.
Okay.
Tesco.
Tesco. I thought you were going to say like Waitrose or M&S. Other brands are obviously.
No, Tesco. Right.
Yeah. Oh, we don't have a supermarket sponsor, so I mean, just carry on. Yeah.
Mark Spencer's looking at you.
Purely for the fizzy pigtails, but
yeah,
they are good.
Just rewinding a bit, obviously, we're going very off topic from the original made up question, but.
It wasn't made up, it was on the note.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
You said you're roomed with Johnny for the first time. Is that quite an exciting thing when you room with somebody new, or do you quite like the routine, as it were? Does it even come into your head? Am I overthinking this?
I think my main thing is because we get our itinerary posted the day before or like a couple of days before we travel, and that will have who you're rooming with on it.
Yeah.
And my first thing is thinking, are they a snorer or not?
Yeah. Okay.
Johnny, very actually pleasantly surprised. Obviously, he's a front row, big guy. Didn't make a sound throughout the night. Whereas I've heard Enrique is terrible, really bad snorer.
And Lucio.
Pair
them.
Big Sione Vailanu. Tommy G was rooming with him, said he struggled to sleep. That's my main thing.
Right.
Xander.
But yeah, you're naming on the front row.
I don't snore, honestly.
You two ever room together?
I don't think we have, nah.
Not other than
I think you find it's usually similar positions, not similar positions, but like the back row will usually room with like the sub 9 or 10, whatever.
Okay.
And so me and Ross Thompson have roomed a lot. Me and Tom Jordan roomed a lot last year. We were actually together for our trip down in South Africa when everyone got the norovirus.
Oh, yeah.
Because TJ got it 2 days before me. I think he got it the day after we played the Sharks. And I remember we both came back from training after he'd recovered from it. And I was like, bro, I think I'm ill. Like, and then I was like second guessing myself. He was like, oh, nah, you'll be fine, bro. You'll be fine. And I was like, no, I don't feel right. I'm just going to like go to the toilet. Well, just looked at the toilet and was very sick. So that was a real bonding trip, I think.
Murphy, your exploits as sandwich butler on that trip has been well documented.
Ross Thompson and myself. Only
you didn't get ill,
did
you?
Yeah, me and Ross. That's because we're really clean and we wash our hands and stuff.
Yes.
No, we had the time of our lives. It was brilliant. It was a holiday. But yeah, and other folk I've been sharing rooms with a lot is Dobie.
You and Dobie.
Greg have pretty much shared a flat one for a good time of what, 3 years, 2 years?
Yeah, 3 years.
But yeah, myself and Dobie, well, pretty much through the whole of summer, were World Cup prep, we were together the whole time.
He must have hated that.
He actually had a really good time. He said it was the best 3 months of his life.
Do you actually not snore? I don't believe that.
I don't actually snore. You can ask
really
Jamie.
I don't believe that.
We'll get the answer from Dobie next week.
Yeah. No, I'm a non-snoring front row.
Doesn't exist.
So I've been told. Fair. I have been told I have spoken in my sleep a couple of times.
Fair. But yeah, I wouldn't say you get nervous about who you're rooming with. It's just more really hope they don't snore.
Yeah, it seems like a fair bet.
Yeah. But yeah, other than that, like, because everyone's mates in the squad anyway. You definitely know someone more after rooming with them, though.
I would say.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll go with one more. And then
do you want me to pick?
Go for it. All of the scenarios on the table.
Well, I actually kind of like that one. Who was the first teammate you met at Scotstoun? What was your first impression of them? I'm trying to think who the first person I met was. So long ago.
It'll be in the academy days.
Yeah, 5 years ago now.
You would have known boys from... Were you at 20s before you came, or 18s before you moved down to Glasgow?
I just finished 18s and then moved down, left school, moved down here. And
when, was there many boys in?
I'm trying to think of like some of those first training sessions, like when we first sort of like integrated with the squad. I'd probably say Ryan Wilson would be the one that sticks out, just forwards, line out jumpers. We spent quite a lot of time together with detail and stuff, and I actually didn't play a game without him for a long time. We were always playing together. First impression, very funny guy. Very funny guy.
Intimidating when you first met him?
I think you're always intimidated when you first come in, like having sort of watched everyone on TV and that. It is always a little bit weird, but yeah, everyone definitely makes you feel very welcome.
Anyone take you by surprise?
Take me by surprise. Back when Nax was here, Leone. Yeah, he's a funny guy. He's a lot quieter than I thought he would be. But him and Wilson are like best mates. So they're quite a funny duo back in the day.
On that note.
Buy your tickets.
Murphy's shooting off to fulfill a commitment for one of our dear sponsors.
Our partners, Hilton.
Indeed. Over the Hilton.
Get yourself to Hilton for a night.
But as Murphy mentioned, we have our second home game of the season. Our first Friday night game. First Friday night games. This Friday, 3rd of November, 7:35 kickoff against the DHL Stormers. Two-time finalists. Make sure you get yourself down and help pack out Scotstoun for that. Gregor, thank you very much for sticking around for the second time on the squadcast.
Thank you for having me.
We'll make it a hat-trick next season. Yeah. Murphy, thank you as always.
Thank you.
And I'll now reassemble the hat with the paper.
Yep,
it's all good.
Enjoy.
We'll see you same time next week.
Yes, you will.
And we'll see you same time next week as well. Listeners, thank you very much for tuning in. In the meantime, he's been Gregor Brown, he's been Murphy Walker, I've been Craig Wright, and this has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.